We're at the half here. The band's on the field. It's 14-0 Eagles. Napoleon had some things going there in the first half, Matt. Certainly changed the momentum at one point where they weren't, they hadn't been able to stop the run from Columbia Central through most of the first quarter. Columbia marched down the field first two possessions.
Yep.
Napoleon makes some adjustments. They start stopping them on defense. They got something going on offense with the passing game, and Austin Ash turns into a turnover at the goal line. But you saw the momentum swing. At least they were finding their space and getting themselves back into the game. Ash goes down with an injury. If he doesn't come back, I think that's going to leave a question mark as to what Napoleon can do offensively.
Definitely going to change their game plan. And I don't know, you know, we haven't seen enough about, you know, their backup quarterback. Maybe a very good athlete, you know, but, you know, he's not your starter. He's not the guy that's got the reps all week. He's not the guy that got all, most of the reps in the scrimmage the week before. So, you know, what they do will determine, you know, if they're going to really come out and run the ball. They look like when they line it up right there, maybe they're going to use Weatherspoon a little bit more. Maybe just, you know, line it up and try to run it at them.
They ran a couple plays where Chadwell was throwing as the
backup
quarterback.
Yep.
I think not only do you lose Austin Ash as your leader and your quarterback, but now you lose Chadwell as a playmaker on the outside.
True.
So you're down a weapon no matter how you look at it.
Good point. You're right. This game, you know, Napoleon spent most of the first half on their side of the field. Started that drive at the 11-yard line, drove all the way down to the 3-yard line. Had, you know, third down and three, and Columbia came up with two big stops on defense, including on fourth down. They picked it off. And that, you know, that could come back to haunt Napoleon.
Yep, so we'll see what we can figure out as we get ready to get things going here for the second half. Austin Ash is going to be the big question mark. If he's not able to go, you really start to wonder what Napoleon's going to be able to do. But all credit to the coaching staff, and then the Napoleon defense really made some adjustments to shut down the Columbia Central offense for most of that second quarter after they went out and scored those two quick touchdowns. We'll be glad to see what happens. Again, I want to get into these football frenzy winners. We had some qualifiers. We got the 2-year, 24,000-mile lead on the Chevy Cruze. It's up for grabs. And here are your qualifiers for tonight. Lucretia Rutan, Wesley Rhodes, Gary Applegate, Brandy Ash, Jim Martin, Stacy Lowe, Scott Ellison, Tracy Nikoporik, Judy Whiteman, and Marcy Ash all qualified for the Chevy Cruze. And we had a couple of actual prize winners tonight. Mark Fish wins the cooler full of tailgating stuff. And I saw those in the promotions office. And I asked if I could have one.
No kidding.
They said no. So, Mark, if you don't want it, Mark, I'm willing to take it off your hands.
Well, I was going back to sign up at the tent. You said I couldn't because I'm an employee of the
officially, yeah.
Officially, so I can't win anything. So,
Rob Gilbert also a winner tonight. And this one, who wouldn't want the $40 Clavons gift certificate? Oh. That's a win right there.
I'd stop on the way home.
It's on the way. We've got some time left here in the half. 14-0, Columbia Central on top. And we will take another 3-minute break. And we'll be right back from the K105.3 Football Frenzy at Columbia Central High School. 14-0, the Eagles lead the Pirates.
Oh, what a beautiful. Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
These days, when they're looking up, we got so much to say. Got someone to love. We got good friends. They're so good to us.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we're live at Napoleon. Columbia Central High School for the Napoleon Columbia Central game. You're playing for the Little Brown Jug tonight. And 14-0 Columbia Central Eagles in front with just a couple minutes left here in the halftime festivities. The band sounded good. It's nice to be out. The weather couldn't be better for a game like tonight.
It's a nice, perfect weather for a football game.
Yep.
Not too hot, not too cold.
A couple out-of-town scores. Lumen Christi at Grand Rapids West Catholic. Grand Rapids West Catholic, the two-time defending Division V state champs, and they're tied at 6 at the half in that one. That's got to be a grueling battle there. I'm sure they're beating each other up. Manchester, meanwhile, with a one-point lead over Clinton, 13-12 at the half. We had a 7-0 lead with Michigan Center at Onstead.
Haven't seen any updates.
We're waiting on updates on that one. And what was that last?
Dundee's up 8-6 on Grass Lake.
What was that last score we had from Concord?
Concord up 22-8 on Hanover Horton.
We're kind of we got the end of the game. We're going to have your Tri-County Water Player of the Game. We got a few front runners here. I think it's Raby out of the backfield for Columbia Central. Miller, the quarterback. Those guys both have the touchdowns. And Gray, a couple of big runs, and they all have kind of have potential to be that guy. Oh, did we have Dylan Gray on the touchdown? You're right. He had the one-run touchdown. So Raby is the one who has been kept out of the end zone. Our two TDs are
Miller. He's had to take some of the big runs.
Yeah.
Now, Napoleon, like I said, we said this. Napoleon really has made good adjustments on defense. I think if Columbia is going to have to, they're going to have to throw the ball a little bit, try to open up this run game right now, because Columbia has not did not do anything after the first two drives offensively to move the ball like they did early on. So I think Napoleon made good adjustments on defense. Unfortunately, you know, Napoleon hasn't scored, and you know, we'll see what happens if Ash comes back into this game.
Yeah, and really the lone player who we cited as a potential player of the game at this juncture would have been Weatherspoon on the defense.
He's
been all over the
freshman,
field. For
the freshman Weatherspoon.
Yep. Yeah, so we're looking forward to getting second half action underway. 14-0 Columbia Central in front on our game tonight. For Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, and ERA Reardon Realty. Of course, during the tailgate broadcast on K105.3 with Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle, they gave out the code word. So if you heard the code word, make sure you get to K105.3.com and enter that code word in. Again, additional chances to win that two-year, 24,000-mile lease from Art Main Chevy on that beautiful black, shiny Chevy Cruze. I could use a new car, Matt.
I just bought one.
You just bought one. What'd you get? No, don't tell me. Off the air. We'll talk about it off the air. I don't want to be jealous in front of the listening audience because I'm still rocking the same old pair of wheels I've had for a while now.
The Porsche.
Porsche. Nice.
Porsche. 911.
She made one of those convertible Chevy Camaros.
Those are nice.
Yeah, they are. It was fun. We were talking about the race at Michigan International Speedway, and they had a few of those speeding around the old, taking people for a ride. And that was fun to watch. So, and I bet it's fun to drive the Camaro.
You and I were probably, because I was down there all weekend.
Yeah, there's a really shiny, pretty-looking Corvette out there tonight, too. Chevy certainly represented here tonight with their hot vehicles. Looking to get things going here into the second half shortly. Teams are on the field, a little calisthenics, get the blood pumping back up. And we're trying to wait and see what's the verdict's going to be for Austin Ash. That's kind of my area of interest currently, finding out if he's going to be able to get back on the field and be effective for Napoleon, because really that was their best offense, was when he was operating out of the shotgun, winging it around. Did result in the one interception. I mean, that could end up being one of the biggest plays of the game.
I'm looking down the sideline right now. I'm watching the guys warm up, and I do not see number two. So that's not a great sign. That doesn't necessarily, you know, he might be, they may have taken him somewhere else and got him with the trainer and
a little additional treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, man, I love a Karate Kid reference in the middle of our broadcast. I love it. Yeah, Austin Ash, if you're just tuning in, pulled down on a face mask and left the game after that play with a neck injury. And, yeah, certainly no malice. It looks like
he ended up the
play.
No, it looked like it was trying to make it back. Yeah. Just hand got caught in the face mask, and those things happen.
Our clock slowly winding down, and we'll get you to second half action here very quickly, and we'll see. Again, no sign of Austin Ash just yet. 14-0 Columbia Central on top. You can tune in this game around the world. K1053.com. All of our Football Frenzy broadcasts will be available on the web for you. Visit K1053.com, Jackson's Hit Music Station website, like the Facebook page, and enjoy all of the benefits of the Football Frenzy, including a chance to win a two-year, 24,000-mile lease and a Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevy.
So we need a hashtag. We need a hashtag so when people post stuff, they can hashtag something so we can get out-of-town scores. We can know if people are listening to the game and Beijing or wherever.
Yeah, what would you like to have?
That's I don't know. I'll have to think about
brainstorm on that. Maybe we'll come up with it by the end of the night.
Maybe they can call into your radio show tomorrow.
Not on Saturday. Sports Saturday program, 8 to 10 a.m. on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Greg O'Connor will have all the scores from the entire state. It's the most exhaustive coverage of high school football, and I mean exhaustive in the best way possible.
Yep.
Nobody's covering that much sports. Greg O'Connor does it better than anyone.
Around the community, keeping us safe.
Columbia Central prepares to kick off to the Napoleon Pirates. We'll have Weatherspoon back to receive.
I think Greg Weatherspoon's a big key here for Napoleon here in the second half. Yeah, they're going to have to get him the ball in space, see what he can do. Again, we'll see if who comes out. If Chadwell's still the quarterback.
14-0 lead, Columbia Central with the kickoff, and it's a deep kick. Weatherspoon to return, kicks it at the 15, got a little bit of room down the edge, stays in bounds, all the way to the 45. Good starting field position for the Pirates to get the second half underway. Weatherspoon with an excellent return. And the moment of truth, we're going to see if Ash goes back out on the field. I don't see him. It's Chadwell making his way. He'll be under center with your backup quarterback. Chadwell under center, I formation. Two receivers wide right. First and 10 from the 45. Chadwell back, hands to Weatherspoon. And he is met right at the line of scrimmage. Nice tackle, one-on-one there. On Weatherspoon, number 33, Tommy Plummer.
You can rest assured that Columbia Central knows that Ash is not in the game as well. So I think their philosophy is going to make Chadwell throw the ball.
Yeah, and we noticed that they had made adjustments to the passing game, which opened up the run game for Napoleon. Now they may be a little more one-dimensional. Chadwell comes out in the I formation, two wide right.
He's got eight guys in the box right now on defense.
Chadwell back, takes the handoff. He's going to throw. Got a man open, and he makes the pass complete for him. Let's see if he went out of bounds. Looks like he's got 9 yards, maybe a first down. We'll see where the spot goes.
That's a good play call for a backup quarterback right there. You know, he's going to have to throw the ball at some point. Let him make some easier throws. Just 5 yard patterns right there. Get him used to throwing the ball. Get him comfortable. And if you do that a little bit, that's going to open up that running game.
Gets the pass to Dosh. That'll give you third and one for Napoleon. I formation. Wide receiver wide on each side. Give it to Weatherspoon. He's pulled down to the backfield. Ball loose. Signal from Columbia Central. They've got it. And that is the signal. Turnover for the Pirates, and now it's less penalties, more turnovers, keeping the Pirates from getting on the scoreboard here. They had a little bit of something going on in it. Weatherspoon coughs it up. 10:23 here to go in the third. 14-0 Columbia Central. They've got the ball, and we'll call it 48-yard line. First and 10.
Certainly the storyline would be right now penalties and turnovers if really hurt and fall in.
They've been their own worst enemy. Certainly adjustments made on the defense. We'll see if they can continue to contain Columbia Central's attack. Miller's out in the shotgun, man in motion. Give is to Raby. He's got a lot of room. Quick burst out of the backfield to the left. Runs up 9.5 yards, real close to a first down. It's all going to depend on the spot.
We didn't see a lot of that misdirection in the second quarter that we saw in the first quarter for whatever reason. It could be, depending on what Napoleon was doing on defense, but that counter has been effective.
Yeah, Devin Miller does a nice job of not letting you know where that ball is going. He's fooled me a couple times. He's in the shotgun. They send that guy in motion in front of him. Gives a rabie again. This time, we've got a flag. Some kind of legal motion, I would guess.
Like he if he turned up field maybe before the ball was snapped. Motion guy.
Offsides on the defense. Surprising call on that play. That'll give Columbia Central the first down.
First down for
the They're shutting them down largely in the second quarter and Napoleon giving way. Columbia Central finding some space. They're into Napoleon territory, actually about to the 38-yard line.
Well, you wonder what the mindset of Napoleon is right now. I mean, this is where
Miller takes the snap, keeps it up the middle. He's got another 10-yard gain, first down. Columbia Central. And close. Oh, we're getting a spot. Maybe he's a little short. The spot will leave him just short. Second and one. Just inside the 30-yard line. Columbia Central continues to move the football. Now they'll look to move the sticks here in second down.
This is one of those potential pass options right here. You got short yardage, maybe you... No, they're going to run it.
Miller shotgun gives to Raby. Stopped close to the first down. It looks like they're going to... Of course, we've got to wait on the spot here. It is close. And they're going to make it third down. In short, nice job by the Napoleon defense to shut them down. Will they have enough to stop them on short yardage? This is kind of the time when you'd expect to see Dylan Gray in the ballgame for Columbia Central. And this is also where he's been able to break a few big gains.
A lot of these short yardage.
No Gray in the backfield, though. It's Raby with Miller. Miller takes the snap, gives to Raby. He's got a lot of room, finds the first down, and then some up to about the 22-yard line. First down.
Nice block up front. So quick hitter. Open that quick hole, and Raby gets that hole quick.
He does. A very, very quick acceleration. He's at top speed almost as soon as he's got the ball in his hand. 8:29 to go. Third period. 14-0 Columbia Central on top in this one. And Napoleon reeling a little bit now. They're going to need to rally here.
Yeah, this Columbia punches this in. This is going to be it's going to be tough for Napoleon to come back.
Miller takes the snap, gives to Raby, trying to get to the outside. He does get a few yards across the 20 into the red zone. Columbia Central continues to find positive yardage. Getting comfortable running that football. Second down and four. Let's call it the 18-yard line. Two wide left. Miller in the backfield with Raby. Takes the shotgun snap. Gives to Raby. Cuts it back right side. Around the corner. He's got room. Oh, pushed out of bounds.
About the 3-4 yard line.
The 4-yard line. Nice run again by Raby.
Yeah, the first half, we talked about how they mixed up their personnel. This drive, they kind of went with Raby. He stayed the game. We saw a couple times we thought they'd bring a Gray into the game, but they've stuck with Raby in this drive. And first and goal.
Columbia Central looking to tack onto their lead, 14-0 currently. 7:22 to go third quarter. On K105.3 Football Frenzy. Dylan Gray into the game now with Miller in the backfield. Miller will keep it this time with Gray leading the way. Miller pokes it in. Touchdown, Columbia Central. That'll make it 20-0. Extra point pending. And the Eagles with a nice drive, reminiscent of those first two drives of the game. And Napoleon needs to find some momentum, needs to find some kind of a boost somewhere because they are currently struggling.
Yeah, you could just look at the body language right now, and it's...
And we'll get a false start on the extra point. We'll try again from a little further away.
Make it about a 25-yard extra point.
Yeah, Matt.
We saw him in pregame, and he's got a pretty good kicker.
Yeah, he's got a decent leg. And this is makeable for him. Hold us down, kick us up, and it's good.
Got it.
21-0. 30-second break. We'll be right back. Use it only to put some points on the board on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. We're back at Columbia Central High School, where the Eagles have gone in front 21-0. Devin Miller on the touchdown run from about 4 yards out. And we're looking to get the kickoff. Weatherspoon again back to receive with McCrum for Napoleon. And a solid kickoff. Weatherspoon will take it at the 10. Room to run. He takes it to the sideline. He breaks one tackle. He's got a little room on the sideline. Finds some space down to about the 35-yard line before he is forced out of bounds. Napoleon looking to get some kind of momentum going here, needing to get some points. Now trailing by 3 scores. They may just run out of time, man. The way these, you know, to be fair, both teams have avoided giving up the real big play. I mean, we've had a couple of 10-plus yard runs, but nothing real spectacular.
Man, in the first couple of drives, Columbia had to gash them on a couple of big plays. 20-plus plays. Ash had, in the second quarter, Ash had a couple of big plays. That nice play on about 25 yards. It really changed the momentum. We thought Napoleon had momentum that swung to their favor.
Quick handoff by Chadwell on first down, stuffed for a loss. Napoleon now 2nd and 12.
The update in Concord. Concord leads Hannibal Horton 30-14.
Concord all over the Comets. Hannibal Horton made the best season in school history last year.
They graduated a lot of guys last year.
We saw them play Hillsdale playoff game. Shotgun snap off by Chadwell. He's got pressure. He eludes it. Handle out of the backfield. He throws it downfield. Oh, got a man open. He catches it. Big first down play. Oh, my goodness. There's your big play. Chadwell.
Ethan Weatherspoon.
It looked like Chadwell was brought down. He was lose 10 yards. He eludes those guys, wings it downfield to an open receiver. Big gain, Napoleon. There's a play they needed. I think in this case, you start to think maybe Chadwell can handle the job at quarterback. Capable backup.
Well, I think he's going to have to, and I think right now it's...
Now they put him in the shotgun where Ash was having some success. And he's ready to throw again. Getting some pressure. He's scrambling, going way back.
Oh, intercepted.
Oh, nearly picked up.
That's why he's on the defensive side. Oh, my goodness. Gabe Howland had that ball, and he could have walked into the end zone. 35-yard line.
Biggest guy on the field.
Biggest guy in the field. And yep.
Wow. Great pressure by the Eagles on that play. Chadwell, nowhere to go. Tries to get the pass off. They grab his arm. Just about handed it to that guy, and he drops it. 2nd down and 10.
That would have been, that was going to be about a 25-yard loss right there.
Chadwell back in the shotgun. This time he gives to Weatherspoon, looking for some room. Running side to side. Cuts it up a little bit. He does turn it into a gain, but just a couple yards. Weatherspoon likes to try and beat people to the corner. And
he's an east and west guy right now, and he needs to be a north and south guy.
Columbia Central's done a good job of stretching out both run plays, not giving up any yardage.
And neutralizes the speed. I mean, what you're doing is stretch the field on defense and neutralize the speed.
They're down to 9. Napoleon from the 41, 40 and a half. No, I guess we're inside the 40 there. We'll say 38. I perspective a little block there, but we got up 38-yard line. Third down. Let's see what the Pirates can do. Pass plays now. We've got Chadwell working out of the shotgun. One guy back there looks like it's McCrum. This time, Chadwell's going to run it. He's got a block. Makes the guy miss. He does turn it into a gain. And he'll get it inside the 35.
Could be about fourth and down, about three.
Came with a 5.3 football frenzy. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, glad to be here at Columbia Central High School. Eagles in front 21-0 here on the opening night, playing for the Little Brown Jugs, their neighbors. It really is just a...
I wonder how many rivalries are out there that play for the Little Brown Jug. And, you know, there's always Scottish line. You know, you got Michigan and Minnesota and, you know, Concord and Homer have the Little Brown Jug.
There's your snap.
That rivalry.
Flags it out. Chadwell making a throw. Oh. Picked off. And he's got one guy to beat. He's got blockers. He gets past him. They're walking into the end zone. Touchdown, Devin Miller. Put it on the offense and on the defense. There is a flag on the play. We'll wait to see what it is.
There's a penalty on the before the snap, and then there's a penalty on the return. So they might nullify the touchdown. Depends on what we got here.
Well, say, let them go with the play. You got to imagine the initial flag against the defense.
It appears that first flag may be against the Poland. We'll see. If it should have been against the Poland, they'd have blown the dead, though.
Right, exactly. That might save them. And maybe give them a first down. We're going to pick one flag up here. Waiting for the official ruling. Confab on the field. 4:38 to go third quarter. 21-0. Columbia Central in front. A lot of pointing, a lot of talking here from the officiating crew tonight, which they've been good. I haven't had a complaint against them. Maybe that one.
Some of the best officiated games are just all of a sudden you think, who officiated the game? Sometimes you don't even really pay attention to the officials.
Jeff Kubiak, head coach for Columbia Central, getting into the discussion a little bit here with the officials.
Just helping. he's just trying to.
His side of the story?
Yep. Okay.
We've got a personal foul against the Eagles.
I don't know if it's after.
Yeah, they didn't kind of indicate. Looks like the other flag maybe got picked up.
Now it looks like that they're going to, looks like maybe the Bowling's going to keep the ball. Well, I'll see here.
I'm trying to maybe find some further clarification, but it is called the central ball, so they're going to allow the interception. They're going to take away the touchdown for a personal foul.
Might have been a little extracurricular away from the ball on that return. You know, sometimes they like to find the quarterback and plant him into the turf. I didn't, you know.
Yeah, I was, I guess, following the play closely. We got
exactly.
First and 10 from the 40-and-a-half-yard line.
Nullified would have been about a 75-yard interception in terms of a touchdown.
Give there to Raby. He's still on his feet, finding some room to run up the middle for about 8 yards. The Columbia Central offense continues to be able to move the football. Raby continues to be able to move the football. He's been pretty good here in the second half.
Like you said, he's been more of a workhorse this half. I think, like we talked about first half, they kind of did it by committee a little bit. They ran some different guys in, which they should. And it's the first game of the year. You're trying to see what guys can do, and it was effective. And Gray had a couple nice plays, and he had the long, and who am I missing? The other guy, 32.
Colton Duvall.
Snap
for Miller. He keeps it, fakes the handoff. He's got the first down. Over the 50 to about the 48-yard line in Napoleon territory. 3:44 to go, third quarter, 21-0. Eagles lead with the ball, looking to tack on a few more points. And, Napoleon's made it made it exciting. It's fun to watch him pass the ball around. A couple interceptions now, though. Have really hurt him. Austin Ash out of the game with an apparent neck injury.
Well, I hope it's not something that's long-term, because we talked about Napoleon beginning of the year. We got three tough games, Columbia, Grass Lake, and Michigan Center, and not having Ash will make it tough. Nice to have a nice game right there.
Miller takes the snap, gives to Dylan Gray up the middle for another big gain, about 8 yards. Second and two for the Columbia Central Eagles. And Gray back out of the ballgame. And Raby back in. Miller in the shotgun. Two wide right, one wide left. Moving left to right here. From our perspective, it's a pitch out to Raby with a lot of room. He's got a couple blocks. He gets to the corner. Able to turn it upfield over the past the 30. Forced out of bounds.
Weatherspoon knocked him out.
Ethan Weatherspoon's been one bright spot here for the Napoleon defense. Another offensive game. Moving the chains for Columbia Central. 2:31 to go here in the third. In danger of taking a seizing total control here. Napoleon, it looked like they had something figured out, but the second half, Columbia Central must have readjusted, figured out what was working, and went back to Dylan Gray now with a run up the middle. Gray comes back because he lost the football.
Oh.
And the pigskin diving all over the place. We're going to wait for an official signal here. I think I saw a Napoleon player dive into the last second, and they do indeed have possession. Big turnover for Napoleon, making something happen. The Pirates are going to have to drive it about 92 yards to make something happen, but they have retaken possession.
That probably would have been the final nail in Napoleon's coffin if Columbia would have ran that in. That gives him a glimmer of hope.
Yep. The door remains open, and we'll see what Chadwell can do. Backup quarterback comes out under center, I formation, two wide receivers. Yeah, that's Ash back in the game. Hands the ball off. Looks like it came loose, maybe. Try and see. No signal. Looks like Napoleon will need to keep possession. Austin Ash back into the fray here. And that could be a big boost for Napoleon. We'll see if he can get things going. Ash back under center. I formation. He's got Zachary to the left. The give is to McCrum out of the backfield. Pull down. No, I'm sure if that's a hold or a face mask. I'm not sure. Duncan Wilson on the run. We got a flag on the tackle, looks like. And hold against Napoleon. And that will move it back half the distance to the goal line.
Couldn't tell. Could tell the signal looked like first.
He does his hold so high up and down that it's like, is it a face mask? Is it a hold? What are you calling? But we're getting some indication that it may in fact be a face mask, which is what it looked like.
Well, if it's a face mask, it would have been on the ball carrier.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it would have been.
You don't see that called very much.
Right.
A little stiff arm.
I think we are going to get the holding penalty. Second and about 12 for the Pirates. They come out. Austin Ash fakes the handoff, roll out. He's in the end zone, but throws. He's got an open man. One man to beat, and he doesn't beat him. Nice tackle in the open field there. Pulling him down, Dylan Gray. Fullback Court, John Courts makes the catch for Napoleon. So it'll be third and 11 for the Pirates. With about a minute 15 to go here in the third.
Napoleon really needs to get this first down. Because if they don't, they're going to be forced to punt, and it's going to become a field position game. And Napoleon
Ash back to pass. Throwing across his body, and again completes the pass, but nowhere to go for Corus out of the backfield. He's pulled down at about the 10-yard line. That'll bring up fourth and 8 for the Pirates.
Well, Napoleon really has not stopped Columbia Central's offense here in the second half. Columbia Central's offense has stopped themselves. A big fumble last time. So Napoleon kicking out of their, punting out of their end zone right now. This is
that's a little high. Pulls it in. Punt is up, and it's not bad, but still by the field position. He'll catch it at the 40 with room to run. Finds some space to the left. One guy to beat. Pulls down. Great punt return.
Elliott.
Down inside the 15.
Jerry Elliott on the return. Nice return.
And we'll look for an official spot here, but it looks like it's going to be right about at the 10. Or excuse me, 15, Matt. There's room for a first down here before they get the touchdown. Columbia will bring the offense back out. Napoleon just keeps getting pushed backwards here.
Update from Concord. It's now 30-22 Concord over Hanover Horton. So Hanover, the Comets just scored. About 9 minutes left in the game.
Comets making it interesting out in Hanover Horton. Miller with the snap. Gives off to Raby. No, Miller keeps it. He walks it into the end zone. Three guys pouring down Raby. Miller had it the entire time. Touchdown Columbia Central. 27-0. 8.7 seconds here in the third period. And they go away in front. Seize control. And it'll be interesting to see what Napoleon's got up their sleeve to make a run at this lead, at least put some points up on the board.
Well, this has just been, really this game has been about field position. I mean, the first two drives of the game and most of the second half, Napoleon has not been in Columbia's territory much at all.
Extra point is good. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. 28-0 Columbia Central on K105.3 football, friends.
You're tuned into high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. You're tuned into high school football on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman from Columbia Central High School. Concord leading in Hanover Horton, though, 30-22 with about 9 minutes to go on that one. And maybe trying to get an update here from Lumen Christie out on the West Coast, Grand Rapids West Catholic. And we got Weatherspoon and McCrum back to receive the kickoff. Columbia Central boots it up into the air. Nice kick once again. Weatherspoon, oh, it goes out of bounds. There's a penalty flag.
That's actually a huge break for Napoleon. It's probably going to be the best starting field position that they've seen all game.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we're glad to be here live. Football frenzy getting underway. We've got our first 10 qualifiers for the two-year, 24,000-mile lease on the Chevy Cruze from Art, Maine. A couple of winners, Mark Fish. Cooler full of tailgating stuff and a $40 Claybon gift certificate going to Rob Gilbert tonight. Make sure you come out to all of our K105.3 Football Frenzy locations. Get yourself an opportunity to sign up for that cruise and win prizes. Very cool. Check out K105.3.com for complete contest detail. And re-kick here. And the kickoff is up. And it'll go to Weatherspoon again. This time he picks it at about the 17, finding some room on the sideline. A little bit of room, and he gets to about the 40-yard line. Napoleon will have beats the field, starting field position. Austin Ash back in the game after missing about a quarter. I think it ends up with the injury.
Yep. They were really effective out of the shotgun, and I would be surprised if they did anything other than that here to finish this game. I'd put Ash back in the shotgun and let him throw it out a little bit. Down 28-0. You really don't have anything to lose.
And he comes out with four wide in the shotgun.
Let him chuck it around. Uh-oh, what do we got?
We get a flag immediately. Guy was too slow getting off the field. And just like that starting field position.
I don't know if they gave him a timeout or I'm not sure what the
cheerleaders, everyone. They're going to pick up the flag and give him a timeout instead of a penalty, or perhaps he threw the flag just to stop the action on the field so that they could get the timeout. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll come back with more Football Frenzy on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. Ashley Reed.
Well, we're back just in time to see a big play pass from Ashley. Who'd it go to, Matt?
Reed. Zach Reed, number 88.
Zach Reed. They got a couple nice receivers here on the point. If they can get open, big game. They get into Columbia Central territory, actually down to the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 to Napoleon Pirates.
End of the third quarter.
So as we come out of a timeout, we get to the end of the third quarter with a big Napoleon play. Still trailing 28-0 here at Columbia Central. 30-second break, and we're right back.
High school football on K105.3. I want to rock with somebody.
Napoleon able to find a little bit of momentum here in the fourth quarter. Austin Ash back into the game, and he's flexed his throwing arm a little bit. Napoleon making some moves here. Difficult snap. Ash able to pick it up. Back to pass again. Some pressure. Spins away from it. Flings it. Had an open guy. Just overthrew him. The crumb was open down near the 5-yard line, but just missed the pass. Good pressure, but Austin Ash has been able to escape most of that all night long.
He has, you know, and obviously his neck must be better because he showed really good mobility on that play.
And I think
Napoleon's got to build on something here going into, you know, this fourth quarter, and they've been very effective out of the shotgun.
Ash takes the snap. Has some time. Now he's got room to run. He takes it to the left side. Takes it out of bounds. Close to a first down. We'll see. They probably got a couple yards to go here on third down. Nice job by Ash to scramble. They're going to give him about 6 on the play. And he had some good time, but good coverage downfield. He couldn't find anyone open. Takes it himself. Turns it into a pretty nice game. So about third and 4 from the 25 for Napoleon. Out of the shotgun again, Ash takes the snap, a little bit of pressure, finds an open man, diving, catch attempt, unable to make it. And that'll bring a fourth down for the Pirates. Tended receiver on that one, number 1, Duncan Wilson.
You know, we kind of assumed because of the face mask that it was a neck injury. You know, I wonder if it may have been possible concussion with the concussion rule in MHSAA. And maybe there had to be some protocol that had to be done.
Sure.
I'm guessing right now, but I kind of wonder because, you know, he's moving around pretty well.
Yeah, it'd be hard to believe that he was injured enough to come out of the game and then would come back and look as comfortable as he does.
Yep. Nice stop, Columbia.
Yeah, good coverage downfield. Ethan Weatherspoon down by the goal line. Can't pull it in. And that'll be a turnover on downs for the Pirates. Columbia Central will take the ball back. Deep in their own territory, they'll have a lot of yards to fill here, and they've got a lot of time to kill, and that's what you're going to look to do now with a 28-0 lead is eat down some of this clock. 11.5 to go in the game. 28-0, Columbia Central on top. It's been fun out here. And again, beautiful night for football. The facility looks great. They're making a lot of improvements out here at Columbia Central right now. When they're all done, it's going to be very nice out here. Coley Johnson and the gang out here at Columbia Central have a nice facility.
Looks like the track is that track is about ready to be resurfaced. Is that what that?
That'd be my guess. I take the snap, give it to Raby for about a yard. Second down and 9.5. Let's call it 8.5. Gang of substitutions here. Raby's out. Dylan Gray in. Leader in the clubhouse almost right now, Devin Miller, for your player of the game. 3 TDs tonight. Got an interception on the defense. He's been everywhere. He's been real in control, I would say. The way you'd expect a quarterback to be running the team. 3 wide left. intercepted. He gives up the middle to Dillon.
It was a pick six that was called back on a penalty, too. So.
He's been excellent today. Both quarterbacks have looked real good. Austin Ash, unfortunately, missed a lot of time with a undisclosed injury. And like I said, Matt, speculation that maybe it's concussion protocol because he really was, now that he's been back in the game, he looks completely mobile and unaffected.
Exactly. Didn't worry his next 5-1 at all. So.
A couple more yards on the play. We'll set up a third and about six.
I don't even wonder because, you know, I know Scott Ash, and he's an old-school guy, you know, there's a lot of these concussion protocol things are, and some of your old-school guys have mixed emotions on them.
Sure. Give us
and, Dolph's his son, you know, he's the starting quarterback, it's probably his most important player. So, it's hard to say. You know,
give us to Raby, he pushes ahead for about 3 yards, and we'll have a fourth down. Game 2. Are we going to get a measurement? I didn't think it was that close, Matt, but upon further review, it may be. So they'll measure it out. And, yeah, I know what you're saying. There's certainly an emphasis on watching out for those concussions.
As there should be. As there should be, because they're dangerous.
Well, and then you have another guy like Eric Kramer, former Lions quarterback. With a suicide attempt, and we start, you see the effects of these brain injuries. And the measurement is good. We've got a first down for Columbia Central as they eat some more clock. We're under 10 minutes now, 9:58 to go in the game. And it's been all Columbia Central for most of the night, save for a few exciting moments. The Napoleon Pirates, and they do have some things to build on here. Certainly an exciting pass game. Give us a Miller. He'll keep it. Takes the snap, keeps it. He's got about 6 yards. He's over.
Nice play.
Over the 40-yard line.
Okay, they thought Raby had the ball. Raby got blown up in the backfield, and Miller still had it.
And there's been a handful of times that's happened tonight. Matter of fact, on the last touchdown play, Raby was pulled down by about 3 guys while Miller walked into the end zone. So, the misdirection has been very effective for Columbia Central. And again, that's credit given to Devin Miller for really selling those fake handoffs. He takes the snap again. This time he does give to Raby. He's got some room around the end. Cuts it back upfield. It's the first down. And he's getting near to midfield. Up the 47-yard line, 46 now with the spot. Good for a first and 10. Another minute off the clock. We're now under 9 minutes, 8:55. And that's what you want to do if you're Columbia Central now. Just run that clock out, keep possession of the ball, and take this thing home. Little Brown Jug can come back to Columbia Central. They had won it 6 years in a row before they lost last season. A little redemption perhaps this year.
30-17 in the rivalry. Columbia Central holds the advantage.
Miller takes the snap, gives to Dylan Gray into the game now. He gets another about 5 yards, and he'll bring up second and a long five.
Third quarter score, Grand Rapids West Catholic still leads Lumen Christi 21-6.
21-6, the Grand Rapids West Catholic crew. Two-time defending Division V state champs, definitely a good program out there. And we know about Lumen Christi here in the Jackson area. As fine a program as there is anywhere in the state.
Well, I had two updates on the Concord game. Hanover cut that to 30-28 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and then Chase Hinkle went 82 yards for a touchdown for the Yellow Jackets, so up 38-28.
Is that Chase Hinkle kid any good?
He's tough. He's tough. He's fast.
Matt Lehman, our inside source. The Concord athletic program. Another run play for the Eagles here. We'll bring up third and about one and a half. They continue to just keep the clock and run it down here. 7:28 now to go in the game. 28-0. Columbia Central. too wide for Devin Miller. He takes the snap, gives it up the middle. Breaks a tackle, keeps it going, extends the run play. Dylan Gray continues to be a load to bring down, and that's a big play there. First down.
That's three big plays he's had this game. Two in the first half, and that one right there. Another first down right there. That's 7 minutes left.
Down to third down. 1 yard line.
You know, another set of downs. That's going to take that clock from 7 minutes probably down into the, you know, 4 minute range. And
Piece of zero and Summerfield 35 at Kentucky 8, Grass Lake 6 of half. Final score, Hillsdale 56 over Jonesville.
9 o'clock here on K105.3 WKHM FM Jackson. We're going to get another run play.
Raby that time.
Raby runs down close to another first down. And they will indeed move the chain. From the 21, the Eagles continue to drive here and continue to eat clock. 6:20 left to go. 28-0. Columbia Central leads it. Miller takes the snap, gives to Dylan Gray, a little delayed handoff there. I don't know if he just didn't handle the snap that cleanly, but Gray still able to rumble ahead for a couple yards. Bring up second down at about 8 for the Eagles. Football frenzy opening night here at K105.3. We're glad to be here in Columbia Central. I'm glad to give you the opportunity at a 2-year lease. A Chevy Cruze from Art, Maine, our presenting sponsor for the festivities, along with some fine sponsors like Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling. Miller takes the snap, gives to Raby, and this time he gets to the outside, breaks a tackle, pushes his way down to about the 1. Nice run by Raby again. Carlton Equipment also on the game tonight. Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Schools, GRA Reardon Realty will be first and goal for the Columbia Central Eagles. Looking to maybe extend their lead. They have done a great job eating about 6 minutes off of the clock on this drive.
You know, Raby hasn't put one in the end zone tonight, but he has really been, you know, he's been their guy tonight, along with Miller.
Both Raby and Gray in the game right now, still in that shotgun formation. Give goes to Raby outside. Looks like he's going to get his first touchdown of the night. He breaks it around the corner. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, Columbia Central Eagles.
Michael Raby.
And Raby brings it home. And our lead is extended to 35-0. 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter. We get an extra point attempt. He's 4-for-4 on these so far in the game. Number 12, Brett Findolf, handling place-kicking responsibilities for the Eagles. Snap, hold is down, kick is up, and it's good. It would have been good from about the 30. Nice kick. Another touchdown, 35-0. Columbia Central in front with 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter. 30-second break, we're back. K105.3.
High school football on K105.3.
Inside my heart, there's an emptiness. Heavy hate on.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman out here with your football frenzy coverage at K105.3. Pleasure to be at Scenic Columbia Central High School as the cheerleaders get their push up reps in here. Is that their? Doing push-ups every touchdown, it looks like.
And then you add on to it. So first touchdown at 7, and second touchdown you got to do 14. And then that's a good quality upper body workout for the night.
I'm going to be fair, though. Maybe we need to get the gym teacher out here to work out the form.
But not down to 90 degrees. So
I think we're going to let it go. Yeah. Kickoff is up. Columbia Central kicking off to McCrum. Struggles with the catch, bounces right back into his arms. He's got some room to run. Reverses field. He's pulled down at the 20-yard line. It looks like McCrum, did he bobble that, and it bounced right back into his arms.
Yep. Yeah, it's a running clock now. Up 35-0.
5 minutes to go, and we'll eat that up pretty quickly. Let's see if Napoleon can get one last gasp here to get some points on the board and something to take away from the game tonight. They've had moments. Their defense looked good in the second quarter, and the offense has moved the ball at times with that shotgun passing game in Austin Ashe.
Well, Columbia Central's own field position. I mean, that if there's any key that I think in this game is Napoleon just got buried in their own territory.
Columbia Central calls a timeout. We're going to have to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back on the Football Frenzy, KMO 5.3.
Blue Water Pools and Spas and Caldera Spas ask, why get a hot tub? For romantic evenings, halftime breaks, a midnight soak, or just a relaxing unwind after work. Plus, kids love them. And right now, Caldera Spas hot tubs start at just $28.99. So why get a hot tub from Blue Water Pools and Spas and Caldera Spas? Why not? Blue Water Pools and Spas on Page Avenue, Michigan Center.
High school football on K105.3.
Keith Boyle with Matt Lehman live, Columbia Central High School. Coming out of timeout, the Eagles called on the field, running clock with the 35-0 lead, 4:40 to go. The timeout stops the clock, so Napoleon will get a chance to get this playoff. With no time running off, Austin Ashe in at quarterback. Out of the shotgun. He's back to pass. He's got three wide receivers out. He's going real deep. He's got a man in front of him. Oh, well played on the defense. Good job to get a hand up on the play. Number nine for Columbia Central Eagles, Garrick Elliott. He's made a few big plays. We're going to have to call his name a few times tonight. Austin Ash going for it all on that play right there.
He had a nice punt return. He set up that last touchdown. Garrick did.
And huddle up for Napoleon on the play. Come out again, Austin Ash, staying in that shotgun. Two wide right, one to his left. Gets the snap, back to pass. Looking downfield, and he'll wing another one deep. He's got a man deep. Oh, a good chance of an interception there. Jeremiah Dixon can't quite pull it in. Good coverage, though, on the play.
Good coverage by Jeremiah Dixon.
You know, 3:31 to go as the clock runs down quickly.
I know it's 35-0 to Napoleon, but I've been impressed with Ash. I mean, I really have. I mean, he's shown some, you know, he obviously had that one bad turnover on that interception by the goal line, but, but he's shown some things as a quarterback. They just haven't sustained drives. He got obviously got nicked up there for a while and was out of the game, and that hurt him, but, you know, I think they certainly they can, you know, prevent, you know, the turnovers. They had a lot of penalties. They can prevent those things in the future. They, you know, this team can win some football games.
And they'll get into their conference play next week. And
it's hard to say what their, you know, you never know what their conference. I mean, you got some perennial powers, Grass Lake, Manchester, Michigan Center. You know, I think Vandercook's supposed to be pretty decent this year.
Ash with some time to throw. Clock running at about 2:34. And he's going deep to McCrum, can't get him. And that's an incomplete pass. That'll bring up second and ten.
Fourth down.
Second down still on the...
I see that.
On the sign over here, I wonder if we did we miss a flag? We're kind of getting the same from the rest of the booth, all wondering how it's second down. Some kind of a secret penalty, or
is that actually is Scott Ash over there running the chains? Coach Ash, maybe
he's got a lot of influence.
Yeah, I tell you right now, that guy told me it was second down.
There's an open receiver. Ash finds him. He's got a strong arm. He gets it downfield. The Hunter Vincent, sure-handed, the tight end pulls it in for a big gain for Napoleon. They're down into Columbia Central territory. Pulled down about the 25. Minute and a half to go.
What's going on? We got a penalty and a hold. It's coming back.
This time we saw the penalty, though. It'll still be second down, but it'll be a lot more distance to cover. So
okay.
It seems like Napoleon's had several big plays brought back due to penalty flags, and it's really haunted him throughout the game at times. And we'll stop the clock with just under a minute. 35-0 Columbia Central in front here on K105.3 with Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Stay tuned after the game. We'll get you our Tri-County Water Player of the Game. I got a pretty good idea who it's going to be. Matt and I will have to discuss.
Got a couple candidates.
A couple candidates. 56 seconds. Ash takes the snap. Looking to pass. And wings it in and out of the hands. Gets it over to... that was number seven, Josh Dose. Can't pull it in. And we'll have a third down here. 38 seconds now on the running clock. And you're going to pull, and you want to get off at least one more play here. Following the game, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with our Tri-County Water Player of the Game. And get you filled in on what's going on next week. Maybe catch you up on the out-of-town scoreboard.
Final score from Concord. Concord wins 38-28 over the Comets. And it's Hanover Horton. So good nice. Win for Coach Clark.
Nice start for the Comets. The Yellow Jackets here. The Comets not so much. And Ash wings one downfield. Jump ball. Incomplete. And with that, the clock will run out. 35-0. Columbia Central gets the win on their home field to take back the little brown jug in their rivalry with their neighbors, Napoleon. A nice way to start the season for Columbia Central. After going 2-7 last year, it's nice to start the season off with a win, no doubt, for Josh Kubiak and his Columbia Central Eagles. Napoleon struggled much of the night. They did have a good stretch in the second quarter where they were able to move the ball down the field. They were able to contain the Columbia Central offense, but for the most part, you just saw Columbia Central, like you said, Matt, controlled the field position and the line of scrimmage and just were able to run the ball up and down the field most of the night.
I know the final ended up 35-0, but these two teams could play week two, and this could be a completely different game. I mean, it could be a completely different game. I think that, like I said, Napoleon made some mistakes with penalties and turnovers, and Ash got hurt. But you really see the potential. Because I think that if they could establish the passing game, I think you could see, Weatherspoon show at times that he could really run the ball. But they just never got it together.
Yep, credit to Columbia Central for keeping them out of their rhythm.
Yep.
But more so, I think they shot themselves in the foot too many times with penalties and mental errors, mistakes. And that's something that Napoleon's really going to have to work on. Meanwhile, Columbia Central, their coach has said they want to work on toughness, mental toughness more than anything. And I think they displayed that tonight, and I think they took that cue from Bill and Kevin Miller.
They had a couple fumbles, but they didn't have the penalties they had. They actually had big plays after the penalties that helped them. So it kind of overcame.
But we'll take a 3-minute break. You and I will discuss. We'll come back with our Tri-County Water Player of the Game on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. Again, the final here from Columbia Central, 35-0 Eagles over the Pirates. Right back after a 3-minute break.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, after Columbia Central defeats Napoleon Pirates to win the Little Brown Jug back, bring it back over to the Brooklyn area. And it's time for our Tri-County Water Player of the Game. But before we do that, Matt, we had an interesting development in the out-of-town scoreboard from our ESPN 101.9 FM 1450 AM game.
The Wire Plate just ran one in from 6 yards out, and Lumen Christie's up 22-21 over Grand Rapids West Catholic.
So as soon as we wrap up here, you might want to flip down the dial.
Yeah, I'd run out to the truck and listen to the radio on the way home.
Yeah, but first, you want to find out who the Tri-County Water Player of the Game is. I don't think it's that big of a surprise. Devin Miller. 3 touchdowns. He has an interception that was a big
he ran it back for a touchdown, was called back. But you know, he ran the show. I mean, he had great deception. There was times, like I said, he hit the ball well. You know, I think Mike Arabi was certainly in the hunt too. He had a nice game, and but I think Miller, overall pick and the three touchdowns and the overall leadership he's shown, I think he's deserving of our player of the game.
I think he definitely earned that honor tonight, Devin Miller. You can check him out on K153.com all week in his position of honor as a player of the game tonight. Again, 35-0, our score here from Columbia Central High School. Napoleon, back to the drawing board. You got to figure out how to get some points up on the board.
Grass Lake next week, that's not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be tough. And but they showed, you know, like I said, they showed some signs. I thought, you know, and I'm not a football coach, but I thought that that Napoleon and Ashes in the shotgun was much more effective than when Ash was under center. And that's just an observation. And he got back. He had a little bit more time to throw the ball and make better reads, and he looked comfortable in the shotgun.
All right. And with that, we will wrap things up again. 35-0, our score, Columbia Central over Napoleon High School. The Pirates, next week, like I said, at Grass Lake, Columbia Central move on. We will be at Vandercook Lake. The East Jackson Trojans rejuvenated varsity football program after a year off. Back in action, we'll get to see them in a week two game with Vandercook Lake. 7 o'clock Friday night. Will you be there, Matt?
I'll be there, buddy.
I'll be there. I can't wait. For Matt Lehman, I'm Steve Boyle. Thanks to Mike Reed back in the studio. Thanks to Coley Johnson for his help this week at Columbia Central. Can't wait to talk to you next week on the Football Frenzy on K105.3.